Each day, Amanda reached up and grabbed her pendant with one white-knuckled hand. She was angry with herself and couldn't help doing it. It reminded her of her mother. More than enough reason not to do what she wanted to do. Her day at the office had only just ended, but it felt like it had been far longer than it was. She sighed and dropped the pendant, willing herself to relax. As much as she hated to admit it, she was desperately lonely. A handsome coworker had flirted with her, and she had coldly shut him down. It wasn't that she didn't want to flirt back. She actually did like him. She'd sworn off relationships, though. Too many of her coworkers had dropped out of the workforce to deal with children and divorce. She was one of the few people still going to the office to make sure the building was still in order, and the contact was a rare break from an otherwise isolated life. She'd worked herself to the bone to rise out of the gutter she'd been born in, and if loneliness was the price she had to pay to get away from that, she was grateful. She might have to go home to an empty house each night, but it was warm, cozy, and near. Just a short walk from work. Decorations didn't satisfy the emptiness inside her, but they certainly helped. Compared to the peeling paint and rats crawling on the floor where she'd grown up, her home was a palace. Fine paintings, hand-picked carpet, and beautiful furniture fit in every room. She might spend most nights eating TV dinners and drinking wine, but at least she did it in a beautiful place. She started walking down the sidewalk. The streets were mostly empty these days, and she didn't worry too much about walking alone. She had mace and a small pistol in her purse, and felt confident she could protect herself. She was on major streets anyway. Row after row of shops were closed, windows dark and eerie in the light of the twilight sky. The streetlights had yet to come on, and the city seemed eerie and lifeless in the pale red light. Her dress shoes clicked loudly as she moved down the sidewalk. Her steps seeming to echo. She paused for a moment and stopped to look in the window of a store. She could see her own reflection in the glass and paused to look at herself. It disgusted her how much she looked like her mother. She'd been beautiful, at least until the drugs and time had caught up with her. Her mother spent all of her time on her back, either selling her body to men or spending the money to shoot it up her arms. Her reluctance to date wasn't just wanting to succeed in life. A shadow of fear came over her whenever she thought of it. A fear that she'd be no better if she didn't keep every feeling bottled up. She stopped looking at herself and noticed the inside of the store. It was dark inside, but she could see it sold women's clothing. Skimpy dresses of the kind that were decades out of date. Her mother wore trashy dresses like that. They disgusted her. She needed to shop since she'd lost one of her dress shoes on the way home just a few days before. But it wouldn't be here. She heard a car honk and jumped. Still looking at the reflection in the window, she watched as a black car had just pulled up on the side of the street not far behind her. For a moment, she thought it might have been honking at her. But she quickly realized it wasn't. A woman with long dark hair and a bright outfit walked up to it. Outfit might have been a generous term, though. Her skirt was little more than a sash. Her thong was in plain view, and her tube top was just barely large enough to cover her nipples. A bright red choker was wrapped around her throat, and thigh-high boots and fishnets completed the look. No matter how she looked at it, the woman looked like a stripper. She felt sick to her stomach as the woman sauntered up to the car and flashed her bare breasts at the window before the door swung open and she got inside. Normally, this would have been a busy part of town with people filling up the streets. Now, those streets were empty save for the dark car and its brightly colored passenger. As the woman stepped inside, she gripped her necklace again. It horrified her to see prostitution taking place on a major city street. Her breathing sped up as she fought to calm herself. Most of the city was shut down, but criminals decided to take advantage of it? Insane. Especially with a pandemic going on. She debated calling the police. But she didn't really know that the woman was a prostitute. It wasn't like she had any proof. Besides, anyone willing to sell their body while people were getting sick and dying was likely to get what was coming to them. She shivered as she remembered the sounds of her mother taking clients in the next room. She would have kept working even now. She didn't care when she left her daughter an orphan, after all. She turned around again, towards the store where she'd been admiring her reflection before. The inside of the store was dark, but she could see the inside. taking a closer look. She gasped. The slutty dresses were only at the front. Past them, in plain view of the street, were fetish wares and sex toys. No wonder the woman had been here. Maybe she owned the place. She couldn't believe something like this was in public. This wasn't some slum where sex shops were on the main street. This was supposed to be a good city. She started walking again, faster this time. She wanted to be out of this area as fast as possible. Her hands gripped her necklace so hard it felt like it was cutting her hand. She scrambled past a crosswalk and street, jaywalking just to move faster. There were no cars on the street anyway, so it wasn't like it was dangerous, but she did feel bad. She wasn't too far from home. She'd be able to watch a sitcom and forget all about this there. She walked past a small grocery store, one of the few businesses still alive. A scattering of cars filled the dark parking lot. Only the fluorescent light of the logo lit up the darkening sky. In the parking lot, a young woman with pale skin was loading groceries into the back of her bright red minivan. She seemed to have a lot. The cart was nearly overflowing. A man walked up and said something to her she couldn't hear. Out of the corner of her eye, Amanda could see the woman nod at him, and he helped her load the groceries inside. It wasn't something she cared much about, mostly ignoring them. She considered turning and going into the store for some ice cream to relax for the night, and turned to walk inside. The man and the woman had finished loading the groceries, and the woman seemed ready to slam the back of her car closed. The man gave a broad look around, his gaze seeming to pass by Amanda without notice. Suddenly, he grabbed the woman and put a hand over her mouth, throwing her into the back of her minivan, and then quickly scrambling in after her, slamming the back of the vehicle closed in one swift motion. A can fell to the ground and rolled away as it slammed shut. Amanda gasped, and she saw the woman's hands pressed against the windows, struggling to get out. She saw his hand come up and pull them down, and then the vehicle began to rock rhythmically back and forth. Amanda's jaw dropped, and she stood frozen in shock and fear, unable to move an inch as the minivan continued to sway, and muffled moans and groaning made their way to her from inside the vehicle. She could hear a soft voice whimpering, "No, no, no," over and over again. She looked around her. There was no one else nearby. The parking lot had only a handful of cars and seemed empty. The lights were on inside of the store, but she couldn't see a single person walking past the windows or doors. She grabbed her phone and her mace and ran up to the vehicle, already starting to dial 911. A woman's hand hit the window as she ran up, slowly sliding down as she neared. She only hoped she could help as the cries for aid grew louder and more desperate. Amanda looked in and readied herself for what she'd see inside. It was empty. Completely and utterly empty. No groceries, no woman being violated by a stranger. The minivan was motionless and still. It was as though nothing she'd seen had ever happened in the first place. Amanda looked at her phone, the call to 911 only waiting on her to hit send. She canceled it instead and was hit with a wave of dizziness. Was she hallucinating? Had it all been an illusion? Even though her eyes had been locked on the vehicle the whole time, did she end up looking at the wrong one by mistake? Desperately, she ran to every vehicle in the parking lot, looking into the windows, even the ones that didn't resemble the minivan at all. When she turned back to the van itself, she found nothing. It had disappeared completely. On the ground, she spotted a can of cherry soda, the same one that had come from the van when the woman had been pushed inside. She picked it up, and it didn't disappear or change. It was very real. She began to stumble as she was overwhelmed by confusion and fear, dropping it and starting to run towards her house through the city park. It was the last thing between her and the safety of her home. She didn't even have to cross the whole thing, just cut across a corner of it. She wove a path through the redwood trees at record speed. She slowed down, out of breath, before she could collapse in panic. She leaned against one of the trees hanging thick with dark crimson kudzu clinging to the trunk, struggling to catch her breath. The worst parts of the city weren't like this. Things like that simply didn't happen here. She was hallucinating. That hadn't been real. It was impossible for that to be real. When she got home, she needed to call a doctor. She wouldn't be able to see anyone right away, so she should cancel work. Even in the twilight of the setting sun, it was well lit enough for her to see. She could still hear birdsong on the wind. The breeze carried the song of rosenfinch and robins, and the steady thrumming of woodpeckers hunting for an evening meal. She could even hear the early but distant hooting of grass owls, already eager for night to begin. She struggled to calm herself, fear from the parking lot still bothering her. The path home went over a small stream, a beautiful bright red bridge going across the water. The water trickled in a steady flow. The sound seemed to calm her fears. She breathed in the warm air, steadied herself, and listened to the bird song. It was the time of year that birds flocked here, and the air was rich with the sounds of their song. She walked past the bridge and down the path. It was calming for her to listen to the chirps and whistles, low moans and hooting. It was relaxing. The smell of wildflowers eased her mind. The owls were especially unusual to her. She hadn't noticed them before, and the hooting was odd. It was a strange call, rather than the typical hoo, hoo, hoo. It was almost backwards, like they were saying, oh, 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 over and over again.